Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. Glory, 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 glory.
Eye is watering. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. It is day 294 of this year. Can you believe it?
294?
Yeah.
Let's check this out. 294. Let's see here.
So that would be 15, right? 11 plus 4.
Yes. Let's see what 11 plus 4 is.
That would be 6, right?
But we have to do 15 first. Aha. Praise God. Let's see here.
Let's see what the devotional is. 294, haven't been as consistent. Got an awesome devotional by that Dr. E. Bernard Jordan and Reverend Ike, who I absolutely love. Just phenomenal, both men of God. So they have a Teach Me How to Pray. So on day 294, it says, I bind my mind in self-consciousness, oneness with good health, total well-being, and I'm bound by the law of the Lord to demonstrate good health and total well-being. So it is so. It cannot be otherwise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God in me. And I love this. It says, I bind my mind in self-consciousness, right? Because our consciousness is what we walk around. That's what allows us to know that we're here today.
Yep.
Our self-consciousness, that silent partner. So he's saying, I bind them together. Mm-hmm. I work together because oftentimes, where we mess up is we're not our self-conscious kind of goes and does whatever because we're not telling it what to do. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so
that
he's so he's saying I'm working together with both of my consciousness, the consciousness that we're here today, and then that subconscious that that conscious that we don't even know about. So I'm binding it together in order for it to be walk in what? Good health, happiness, love, prosperity, and infinite money, right? So to walk in total well-being. And I believe if we can get those two entities, those two parts of ourselves, right? That's something that I learned in with my counseling, Dr. Richard Schwartz. He does something called internal family systems, and he breaks it down and talks about the different parts of ourselves. And oftentimes we have different parts of ourselves. No, we're not schizophrenic, but
We're just like God. And if he's three in one, you know, he's a triune being, right? We are spirit first, because first of all, we're made in God's image, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And after his likeness, we have we have the ability to walk in his mind or our mind, depending on what situation that we're in.
Absolutely.
And those two entities are housed in the shell of a body called the body, okay? Because we need this for this three-dimensional earth. So I just want to say that. You know, go ahead, continue.
I don't even know what I was going to say. Because you just like to talk so freaking much. Jeez Louise.
You were talking about how these two entities work together as one.
Well, I was talking about Dr. Richard Schwartz. And talks about internal family systems. Again, there's nothing new under the sun.
This is,
it's kind of like a relatively new modality when it comes to therapeutic.
Modality?
Yeah, that's what you call it. I'm a little learned.
Modality.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a little learned. At any rate, this therapeutic modality, but there's nothing new under the sun. And so when we begin to understand the different parts of ourselves, and so sometimes there can be a part of ourselves. That's right, Michelle. We're fitly joined, Ephesians 4:16, right? And so when sometimes we can be operating in a part of ourself that has not been healed, that's not been made whole. And so, you know, and oftentimes you hear, it's like, well, what would you tell your younger self? Well, realize that your younger self is still very much alive in you. And if that younger self has not been healed, that younger self can actually be operating and moving and leading you in your life today. So then we've got to go and make sure the parts of ourselves have been made whole. Right? That's where, so again, that part of ourself has not been made whole. And so then we are operating, right? In our relationships, we're operating in life with a part that's not been made whole. That part of it becomes dominant in us and guides and leads us. Because why? According to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be ye what?
Transformed.
By the renewing of your mind. God, this is why I know God has called me into this area. He had me go back to school. I am not done with school. I'm actually super excited because I'm working on an addiction, a substance abuse addictions counselor. And so I'm working with CNM. I'm working through a program right now. I'm taking two classes. Like, okay, are you done with school yet? Absolutely not. Because at some point I know I'm going to go back to get my doctorate, and I'm not sure. It probably will be in social work. Right. But we're constantly learning. We're constantly learning and growing and developing. And so I love, and I want to dive even more and get more where I do my part-time therapy work at Rio Rancho Family Counseling Center. Woo-woo, shout out. Yeah, I guess shameless plug. A lot of the counselors there are the premises, the internal family systems, right? Mm-hmm. Because we understand that for oftentimes for someone to really heal, it's all about finding their system, and their family is a system. And so if their family system is out of whack, oftentimes that makes them out of whack, right? And that makes them that, and that's where a lot of their issues stem from. And so I'm really excited to learn more about this. And as I dive deeper into that, I begin to look at the spiritual aspect of it, right? And so all that came about with our confession or our affirmation for this morning, again, and I hope that makes sense. It's day 294.
Which equals 15, because that's where we was going. Right. Number 15 is a multiple of 5. Okay. Oh, come on now. Okay, because remember 5785 is our season of multiplied and abundant
come
grace.
Come on now. See, look at
listen, we can't
make this stuff up.
When you are in what's called a Moadim, an appointed time, a set time in God, everything should align. Everything should agree. Okay. He says it's a multiple of 5, the short or poetic form of God's most holy name, the Yah, okay? Where we get Yahweh or Yehovah, or come on now, has a numerical value of 15. Because of this, the number 15 is not written out in its most straightforward form, the Yod, and the plus the Hey, which equals 15, in order to not desecrate the holy name of Adonai. Instead, it is written as a tet and the vav, which equals 15. 15 implies salvation, healing, redemption, prolonging, stepping up, ascending, and fullness, like the light of the full moon. Woo! Because since we just went into tabernacle, we had another full moon, right?
Right.
Come on now. Woo! The number 15 also represents the elevation from the physical to the spiritual. And this is what we began with last week. We go 5785. See, we enter from the physical into the spiritual, from the logos to the rhema. Come on now.
So today is 294, which is 11 plus 4, which is 15.
That's right.
So all of that revelation that you just
and
broke down.
Now, listen, this is just using the Hebrew history and meaning of the number 15. Okay, where was I? For example, the Passover Seder has 15 steps, and there are 15 stanzas in the Dainu. If you hadn't done this, Dino, it would have been enough. Come on, somebody. And the Aaronic benediction, or the prophet or the priest Aaron, a priestly blessing, consists of 15 Hebrew words. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26. One has ascended 15 steps to enter the temple. There are 15 Shir Hamath Psalms from Psalms 120 to 134. Okay. It also has a the 15th Hebrew letter, the Samech, has a numeric value of 60. The pictographic meaning, thorn, to surround, support, protect. Wow. There's just Yahweh, the prolonged life. There's just so much. So when we understand that, this is why he says in the Bible, he says that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. There is so much power when we begin to act. And you know what? And it's funny, because as the Lord has us on this journey, you know, because I'm getting ready to start a MFA program starting in, you know, at the beginning of the year, January. When these things, when the Lord says, he says, well, with all
the MFA,
it's the Masters of Fine Arts. It's what is considered the terminal or doctorate degree in the College of Fine Arts. It's a terminal degree. So when we begin, he says to do two things. One, study to show yourself approved.
Yeah.
And then he says, with all your getting, get understanding. See, when you stop learning, you stop living.
Oh, say that again.
When you stop learning, okay? Mm. When you stop learning, you stop living, okay? Oh, my God. See, I never want to get to the point to where I think I know it all.
Yeah.
Okay? So as Prophet Tanya begins to pray and we go deeper into this thing, because we haven't even got to the prayer yet. We just have the understanding that today you're moving from the spiritual realm from the physical realm to the spiritual realm. You're elevating, you're going into another level of revelation. In the Hebrew teachings and learning, they say that every word, every verse has 75 levels of revelation and understanding.
That's good stuff.
75 levels, okay? So listen, we could just stay right here for 75 levels of revelation. Come on.
And that's just so powerful. And so this thing with God is so deep. That's why it's so important. We have to be careful that we become so absolute with certain things, and it's so much deeper, you know, and that's where dogmas and certain cults and stuff come into play, because it's like, this is the only way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's so much deeper. Mm-hmm. There's so much depth in God, and you can go as deep as you want to. It's mm-hmm. it's all about what you're willing to do. Yep. What work are you willing to put in? God, I'm waiting on God. Absolutely not. God is waiting for you. He's like, come on. How deep do you want? How deep do you want? How deep do you really want to go with me?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's so, so profound, and there's so much richness in God. And I feel like every time I get to know something, it's like I don't know anything. I'm like an infant.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing, it also says that the 15th day,
hallelujah,
of the month always falls on a full moon.
Wow.
The day of the most light in the night sky occurs when the moon is full. The first day of Passover, the first day of Tabernacles, which, oh, come on now, both begin when the moon is full. Oh, come on now. Are you getting that? You are. It's the time when the most light in the night occurs when the moon is full. Come
hallelujah.
On now. Come on, pray. Let's get this thing.
Oh, Father God, we just.
Woo! Come on, somebody.
Father, we're just so thankful. We love you, God. Father, we want so much more of you.
Yes.
Father God, we want to know your ways. We want to know your ways, your patterns, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we make a quality decision.
Yes.
According to Job chapter 22, verse 28. You will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. Father, we make the decision that we want to go deeper in you in this new season, in this new dispensation. Father, we want to go deeper in you. We want to know you, oh God. We want to really know your ways, Father God, so that we may apply them. We may apply the strategies in our life so that we are in alignment with your word, alignment with your will, alignment with your promises, oh God. Your promises are yes and amen, oh God. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you this morning. Father, we make a decision right now that we're only feeding our mind good thoughts, oh God. Father, we're not wasting our time, our mind on idle thoughts, on trivial thoughts, on things, Lord God, that are not going to serve us, things that are not going to bring us into health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Father, we thank you this morning, Father, that we have the divine power, the ability, and the equipment within to go forth, to be, to do, and to have all the good, have all the God that we desire, oh God. Father, right now we are defining and declaring God in us is our answer right now. We are defining and declaring God in us is our completeness. In you, we are complete. And the God, the Most High God resides in us, oh God. Father, we're divine. We're defining and declaring God in us is our health and our happiness, Lord God. Father, we're defining and declaring God in us is our success and prosperity. Father God, right now, we make it our business to think right, to talk right, to feel right, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that God in us is our everything, oh God. And we don't have to worry about anything. That is the truth of us, oh God. Father, we program my life for all the good that we desire. God in me is my health. Say that. God in me is my health. Say that.
God in me is my health.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we program my mind for success and prosperity, knowing that our destiny depends on how we program our mind. And so we consciously this day program our mind for what? Happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Father, we program our mind for all the good that God is. Thank you, God, in me. Right here and right now, we open our mind to all the great possibilities that are within us. Through the presence of God in me, all things are possible. Let's say that one again. Through the presence of God in me, all things are possible. Father God, we thank you that the mind in us gives us great ideas which prosper us and make us successful. Father, we see ourselves with the abundance of money in our hands, in our pocketbooks, and in our bank accounts. Through the presence of God in us, we know it is possible to enjoy all the riches of life, which are health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Thank you, God, in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophet Michael and Tanya Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God. Okay. The sons of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
No. The sons of God.
Thank you, Lord.
How this is going to be the season that you walk in your divine. How glory, your divine sonship, your divine connection, your divine relationship with Elohim. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his relationship, then all these things are just going to be added. It never said that you had to pray for them. When you're seeking Elohim first, when you're seeking his way of doing things first and keeping your relationship intact, it's just added. My God, my God, my God. We are gonna get out of this begging, servant, slave mentality that the enemy has deceived us, that we have to go beg daddy for anything. First of all, the Bible says that God shall supply all of our need.
And he's given us all things.
He's given. Already done. He's already given us, okay? He's given. When God does it, he doesn't put, you know, some little, you know, which one do you want? The carrot or the stick? No. God says, look, you're my children. And this is, what did Jesus say? He says, how would your earthly father, if you ask him for a piece of bread, would he turn you around? No. How much more would your heavenly father do for you? See, we have to understand that God's level of love is on a whole nother level. Okay, this is why he's able to, when we repent, to forgive us and release us and forget about everything that was done. Amen. Good morning, Quinteros. Listen, we understand that this season of...
Good morning, Michelle. We just started.
We already did.
Okay.
Remember?
No, I don't.
Well, you were so in depth with the number 15 and that this is the day 15, and when we understand
294, right?
That's right, 294. And when you add all the numbers together, it equals 15. And now, when we understand this, that 5785, God spoke and said that this would be your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Now,
I want to talk real quick before you start diving. What does it mean to multiply something? And so I looked it up in our chat GPT.
Mm-hmm.
0101, and we encourage you, if you are not using ChatGPT, get it. You can get it on your phone. It's free. There's also,
it's anointed. It came from God.
There, it's free, and it's also a paid version. It's only $20
a month.
And it's, I mean, this thing has saved my life. Yeah. I use it in everything. I use it at my job. I use it in school, I use it ministering, I use it all the time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I looked up what it means to multiply something. To multiply something means to combine it with another quantity in a way that increases its amount based on the other quantity. In mathematics, multiplication is one of the basic arithmetic operation and essentially repeated addition. It's repeated addition.
Repeated, okay? Addition.
And then it says, in essence, when something is multiplied, it is being increased or combined with another value according to the rules of multiplication, resulting in a product.
Wow. See?
It's being increased.
Increased. Now listen.
Wow.
This is why you must have your mind transformed.
Michelle says 15th is her birthday.
Yep. You see? So
that 15,
that the number 15.
Wow.
See, because when you understand that everything about you, when he said, let us create Adam, mankind, yeah, in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion.
Oh, Rabbi,
your name, your number, the come day, and everything added together, it has dominion. It was created with a power of dominion, wow, for you to walk in the grace of that number. And what God is, wow, saying, that in this season, that grace is going to be multiplied. Come on now. It's going to be what? Repeatedly added.
So it says, in essence, when something is multiplied. Oh, multiplying two numbers involves adding one of the numbers to itself repeatedly. As many times, I didn't even read that. This is the basic concept. As many times as indicated by the other number.
So which means, now listen, let's get some spiritual revelation.
Come on now, break it down.
Okay, because my birthday, which I just turned 56, the number 56 means elevated revelation and awareness, okay? Now listen.
Well, 56, that's 11, and that's a double number.
That's right. See, we can't, but listen. Yeah. What this is saying.
That's a master number.
Yes. See, so I'm a master. Well, I'm in mastery this season.
And,
okay.
And well, I'm always, because my birthday is on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
December 11th.
See? But now, check this out. Now, when we get real, right. The real spiritual revelation of this, every time you have what's called a birthday,
a solar return, right?
Your number is multiplied by God's number.
Oh!
Come on, somebody. Come on,
okay,
somebody.
So what does that mean? Because that hit me. What does break that down? Multiplied by
God's number.
Ooh.
Okay. So now listen. Woo! My God,
God bless you. It's their 29th anniversary.
Wait a minute.
What? That's an 11.
That's a what?
Wow.
You
said 11 was, it's mastery.
It means mastery, but it's a double number.
Mm.
Hold on. My God, my God. Where's my
number? So numbers is all, God is into numbers?
Listen, God does everything.
Yeah.
By his word and by numbers.
So there's a revelation. There's a spiritual revelation in that. There, wow, 29th anniversary.
There is a spiritual connection with how God counts. Come on now. When God counts. Oh, come on now. Okay, let me just get this here. I already did this. Because I want to get this thing here. Because this is so awesome. When you begin. Now listen. And I guess we're going to have to start, you know, there was about when mom and dad had their church, the Lord had me do a teaching about the different names of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you understand that his name is not God, okay. His name is not God. That was just a term that King James and his council, who they didn't have a Hebrew at the table. We're going to talk about that at like another time. Had to give his spiritual existence a relationship term. And they just said Theos or God. Okay. Mm-hmm. But Elohim is his name. Well, his characteristic is Elohim, which is father and creator. So now the number 11. Check this out. Quinteros. And I'm about to prophesy over you and your anniversary today is the number 11. The 2 plus the 9 equals 11. And the number 11 means prosperity, angelic help or connection, angels, illumination, revelation, and elevated awareness.
Wow.
Allow this release. High glory. Come on now. Everybody releasing your faith to the Quinteros. That prosperity is your portion. Angelic health is your portion. Woo! Illumination and revelation is your portion.
Hallelujah.
Elevated awareness is your portion. I declare and decree, woo, that you shall walk in prosperity and wealth and health. Elevated revelation. You're going to see things before they happen. You're going to have the inside scoop in this level of your relationship. Father God, I declare and decree right now. You said that we shall decree a thing and it shall be established.
Yes.
Father, as the priest over this ministry, I speak the blessing of the Lord to rest upon their life, in their house, on their family, spirit, soul, body, and financially. I declare and decree from the north, south, east, and west, I declare and decree favor is your portion. Woo! Divine help is your portion. Woo! Divine connection is your portion in Jesus' mighty name.
And so even as Quinteros, even as that Pastor Michael was speaking, the Holy Spirit was just putting in my heart, that even in this season, that there is a restoration mm-hmm. that God is doing even within your marriage, mm-hmm. right? There is something. So even when you first got married, I hear Father saying that it's like there's a freshness, there's like a renewing. So yep. even the challenges and the trials and the tribulations that you have gone through in your marriage, it's like Father has washed them away, right? All of those things have been used for a stepping stone to propel you into this new season. There is a restoration. There is a rejuvenation in your marriage that God is about to take place, that's going to take place in your marriage. It's going to be afresh. They're going to be, I see couples coming mm-hmm. and just you guys talking to them and sharing, just talk. You're sharing with them, but in this just talk, you are bringing forth deliverance. You're going to bring your story. The things that you guys have encountered is going to bring restoration and wholeness to other couples, right? There's things that you have gone through mm-hmm. that any other marriage, it would have destroyed. It would have tore it down. But because of God's faithfulness, because of the call of God on your life, there is great things in store. So think it not strange when you have people calling you up, talking to you about their marriage, trying to get wisdom because of what you all have encountered. Get ready, because God is doing a refreshment and a revolution. I don't know all these R's in your marriage. Get ready. It's gonna be like you started all over again, mm-hmm. but you will have the experience, you will have the wisdom and the insight of what you have come through, and it's going to cause you to go into another dispensation of years of just joy and peace within your marriage. And that is the word of the Lord.
Okay. And this is why. Now understand.
Hallelujah.
So,
thank you, God.
So now the word foundation
of
the prophetic releases that were just over, you know, over your life, Quintero, because I heard Quintero talks. You know, Quintero talks.
Okay? Oh, wow.
You know, Quintero talks. Okay. You know, just like out in the technology realm or whatever, they got the TED Talks.
Yeah. Wow. You know,
people come around all around the world to hear people talk.
Wow.
About situations in their life
that has caused them to multiply and increase, become wealthy.
Listen, your life should answer a problem in the earth. And when I heard Quintero talks,
wow,
not preaching, not a church thing, just talking. Now, here's the prophetic word on that. The Bible says that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the words.
You better prophesy, man of God.
Listen.
That's powerful.
Listen.
Wow.
God is tired of religious tradition.
Yeah.
This is going to be the time and season. 5785 is going to kick off the season where the walls are coming down.
Wow.
The walls of bondage are coming down, and some walls of bondage have been the buildings of churches. Not because of their significance of what they are, but because we become religious in our tradition that is in the building and not in you. Okay. Yes, Michelle, their marriage is living epistles for other couples. Okay.
Powerful.
Come on now. So now listen.
Powerful.
We just got through the prayer part. Listen, this is how powerful this season is.
Yeah.
You're going to be repeatedly added on in this season.
Yeah.
Isn't that what that said on the chat, GP?
Oh, yeah. Let me go back to it real quick.
So, the prophetic interpretation of 5785.
So, multiplying two numbers involves adding one of the numbers to in itself repeatedly as many times as indicated by the other number.
Now, the 5785, what number is multiplied repeatedly?
Yes.
The 5. Five in the Hebrew or in the Bible or in the is a seed. The five represents, okay, grace, revelation, power and strength, and the breath of God. Woo! It is linked to God's grace, his people, and divine favor. Woo! Mm-hmm. The seven is symbolized, and the five is represented by the Hebrew letter A, the Jehovah, hey, or Yehovah. Okay, the seven is symbolized by the Hebrew letter the Zayin, which signifies spiritual completeness, perfection, and rest. This is going to be a season of rest in your life. Oh, God. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Come on now. Then biblically, seven is the number of divine perfection and is found throughout the scripture in relation to God's covenant. Oh, my God. He's given us power to get wealth, to establish his covenant. This is why God is not about, he ain't about this mess. When he tells you something, he does it. He says in the Bible, when he could find no other greater entity, he swore to Abraham by himself. He made a covenant. And God himself walked through his own sacrifice. Good morning, Sister Crystal. He walked through his own sacrifice so that way he could show Abraham that his promise was sealed in blood. Eight, the number eight, which is the ket in Hebrew, the letter ket, which means new beginning, renewal, and life. This number speaks of resurrection and regeneration, as in the eight people saved in Noah's ark. Come on now. And the eighth day symbolizes a new start. We are in the Feast of Tabernacle. The first day is a Sabbath, and the seventh day is a Sabbath. And after it's all done, it's a new beginning. Come on now. Woo! And the 85 or the pay and the hay together, okay, multiply. Remember, is the number multiplied by a number, another number. Mm-hmm. Okay, it reveals a powerful connection to the mouth and grace. The letter P represents speaking decrees and the word of God being released. Together with the hay, it signifies the release of God's grace through prophetic declarations. Woo, come on now. See, if you're not speaking it, you're not activating your faith in it. Okay, woo. So now it's funny. You read something about it being multiplied, right? Mm-hmm. All right, multiply. Check this out. Now, 5785, you'll see the multiplied and abundant grace. When we go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, which is one of the scriptures that the Lord gave me about this season, verse 1 and 2 says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. This is going to be the season of multiplied grace. Oh my God. Grace, divine favor, the power to do what he called you to do. Come on, someone type, I receive it, it is so.
I receive it, it is so.
Ah, glory. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. We need to get this. Okay, now. Romans, which is the other scripture, and then we get, listen, we're just scratching the surface. We're just beginning, because to teach about 5785 is going to take us all year, okay? Mm. 5785. Now, check this out. Verse 17 through 20. It says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace as and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience one shall many be made righteous. You were made righteous when you received salvation, not when you took off makeup, not when you wore clothes that went all the way down to the floor, not when you stopped going to movies or listening to secular music. That's not what made you righteous. It was when you received him as your father again, when you reconnected to the covenant of God by receiving salvation by one. Okay. For God so loved. Moreover, the law entered that offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. This is going to be a season where you get rid of condemnation and guilt. And you begin to live life, because as we learned last week, John 10:10 says, I am come that you might have life and that you have it more abundantly. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, my God, my God. Is anybody getting anything this morning? Someone type it is so.
It is so.
Come on.
I mean, I didn't type it, but I said it.
Well, that's a start. Amen. Now, whoo, my God. So, there's a prophetic significance of this season. And when I put this into Chat GPT, it says, the season, this is 5785 prophetically speaks of a season of divine grace and completion. The combination of 5 and 7 points to a time of receiving God's grace for completing cycles and bringing divine fulfillment to promises that have been spoken over individuals, families, and nations. It also represents a renewal and new beginnings. The presence of the 8 signifies that after a period of struggle or waiting, there will be a supernatural breakthrough leading to fresh starts. This aligns with God's ability to bring new life, even in seemingly dead situations.
Ha! Wow.
The power of your mouth, the pet. This is a time to be especially mindful of the words that you speak.
Wow.
Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra authority, releasing God's plan in the earth.
And worship. Now, what kind of worship?
Okay, now we're not just talking about slow song. Worship in the Hebrew means obedience. Okay? Your obedience to God's word activates worship.
Wow.
You can't even worship God without giving him an offering.
Come on now. It talked about that when his son.
That's right.
Isaac.
When God told him to come worship me.
Yeah.
I want you to bring your most valuable possession.
Wow.
Come on now. See, listen. We can't make this stuff up. You can't worship God without giving him something.
Wow. Oops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's make this earthly good. David said, okay, and we sing these songs of David, right?
Yeah.
We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Okay. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Now that song comes from Psalms, which says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise.
Yeah.
You must bring him something before you come into his presence.
Wow.
So let's stop being so religious that you think, oh, or when the pastor says he's going to give out the offering, you know, envelope. No. That's just going through the ritual. Whenever you enter, it's just like he says, come into my presence 3 times in a year, and don't come empty-handed. Why? Because when you enter his presence, you're always making an exchange of what's in God's hand with what's in your hand. God calls it the blessing.
That's so powerful, because I'm always talking about that my heart is to be able to give, you know, and I just look at how God has taken me from faith to faith and glory to glory. And come then even now. In my giving, I've been able to give more, just us as a couple, but then me personally, you know, because we give together, but then me, even I'm like, God, I'm a boss chick. And I want to be able to be, I'm successful. I'm successful in every aspect, that I want to be able to give to entities, to great organizations that are doing great work in our community. Right. And so so it's like in my heart, it's not just, well, I there's a joy that I give, that I have in giving. That's why the Bible says that God loves what?
A cheerful giver.
And I mean, and then that translation is like, it's hilarious. I mean, so it joys my heart to be able to give. And so we've got to begin, but that's taken years of me getting here. That's taken me years of being afraid that I can't pay my tithes because I don't have enough. Right? Remember I talked about I'm not going to give my tithe. No. But then me coming into this consciousness of I was operating in fear. I was operating in fear and understanding that it is only God that gives me. Right? It's only God that gives me the money, that gives me my time, that gives me the ability to be able to give. So I love to be able to give back to him. Right? I know that I am a millionaire. I know I'm catching up to it. I know it, because I know that God can trust me with dinero, with money. I mean, look, point blank, period.
Right.
That I will give. Oh, you want me to give $10,000? Here you go, God.
But even last week, the Lord opened up, the thing is that you must make sure where you're giving into.
Yeah.
Because now listen, based on what you believe, based on where your faith is, you must be giving into the ground that will activate the harvest of what you're believing.
That is for. Oh, that's key. I'm wiping my eye.
Come on now. I'm going to say it again.
Say that again.
What you believe in God for, okay, you must be sowing into the ground that will activate that growth.
Wow.
See, when I believe this, everything you believe in God for, we are the ground that you need to give into. Why? Because we're not talking about the building, because we don't have a building. Right? Okay. We are the ground of Restored Ministries International. God has made us, he has used the bull and the plow to break up our fallow ground, to prepare this ground. So when you sow your seed based on what you need, you will have multiplied, increase, multiplication, and addition in your life, in the area. God takes us through experience. You went through fire and through water, but God brought us out into a wealthy place. Why? Listen. God uses our life as fertilizer in the abundance of your life. Listen, the stink.
The stuff that we've gone through, right?
What looks like waste, God will use to activate increase. Come on now.
Because in that dung, in the fertilizer, things are created.
That's right.
Right?
And it's going through a process of digestion.
Woo! So it's been churned. And wow. Listen, that's deep revelation.
Let me
just
say it like this.
The doo-doo.
God, I wasn't even going to say
it. It's the doo-doo. Let's call it what it is. The doo-doo. The doo-doo.
Listen, God has taken us through his spiritual digestion process to make us the fertilizer that will increase in your life.
Listen. From that.
Listen, there ain't no failures in God. God just takes you through his process of digestion.
His doo-doo. His doo-doo.
And this is why he says, I wish above all.
Come on now, microorganisms that will restore.
So now, thank you, Sister Michelle.
Yeah.
Because we activated Joel chapter 2 last week. Because now remember, we are in a set time. We are in the Feast of Tabernacles, okay? In Joel chapter 2. The scripture that the Lord gave us for restored ministries. Joel chapter 2. I'm going to type this in. Joel chapter 2.
So we should go there probably.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because I want you to see this. Now remember, God gave us this scripture before we went through the process. He says, I go before you. Okay. So now, Joel chapter 2, verse 23 through 25. And it says, be ye glad, children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord, for your God has given you the former rain. Now, God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. And because they live in the desert, they need to believe God for rain.
Come on now.
And the former rain, it means the beginning rains. And in God's kingdom, a seed time and harvest, Passover is the beginning of the seed sowing. Oh, come on now. The seed sowing time. But they must believe God for the former rain. The former rain is the rain that God sends to moisten the hard, dried, no life ground. And now we can do Haggai, break up the fallow ground. Come on now. Woo! Passover begins, okay? Yeah, let me give you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the former rain. Listen. And the latter rain. Tabernacles is the latter time of rain, because that's harvest time. The latter rain in the first month. Now,
what verse are you in?
That was 23. Go ahead and read 23 out of the Amplified.
And you got to read all of it.
No, I am, but let's just go to 23 first.
So rejoice, O children of Zion, and delight in the Lord your God, for he has given you the early autumn rain in vindication. And he has poured down the rain for you, the early autumn rain and the late spring rain as before.
The late spring rain, okay. That rain is the rain that causes the harvest to come to full growth. Now.
So the first rain.
And the ending rain at the same time.
As before.
Because it says in the first month, right?
No, it doesn't say in here in this version. It says in your...
Or in my version, and the former and the latter rain in the first month.
And so that's why it's saying the early autumn rain and the late spring rain as before.
Now, he says, come into my presence three times in a year. Now, Passover, the second feast is Pentecost. When we had Pentecost in person, and if y'all missed that, y'all need to go back and watch the video.
We don't have it up there, so.
You can go on the website and get it.
It's not. We didn't. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, the Feast of Pentecost happened.
Thank you.
And we had a live service. And the word that God released during that service was the power of all. Mm. Come on now. The power of all. And we've been teaching the power of all ever since Pentecost. Now, in the Feast of Pentecost, they only take what came out of the ground after the seeds being sown in Passover. Mm-hmm. And you take it before the priest and you wave it. You give him a terumah.
The first fruit
that's,
of it.
That's the, right. The it's the first portion. Ones that came out
it's
of the ground.
It's not fully developed. Right?
No. It's the first.
Yeah.
This is why you give to the priest the first of your dough. Yeah. Come on now. And then tabernacles, you got three visitations of God at the same time.
Yeah.
Because remember, he said, I do the end at the beginning.
Ah.
So we start the Feast of Tabernacles with Rosh Hashanah. okay, which is the new year. This is when 5785 came into fruition.
Right.
Then we have the Day of Atonement, which is when you repent for anything that you did in 5784.
Yes, yes,
so that way he makes sure that your name is written in the book of life.
Right.
Then you have the end, which is the Feast of Tabernacles. Come on now. And which is the end of the year, which is harvest time.
Wow.
So we are in a time of harvest and new beginnings at the same time.
So there's actually, that's a supernatural act.
Yes, this is why.
It's a supernatural.
This is why Isaiah 43 says.
But you didn't finish.
I know. I'm going to say it, then we're going to finish it.
Okay.
Isaiah 43, 19 says, declaring the end at the beginning.
Okay.
Okay? Declaring the end. Now, verse 24. So he will give you the former and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat. Wheat in the Bible represents abundance. And the vats, or the fats, which are these big barrels of oil or wine, shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore. Here we go. And I will restore to you the year. See, so when God, when you celebrate your time in 5785, he's going to multiply all the way. Oh, come on now. He said, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palm worm, my great army, which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord.
So let me read it from the Amplified. In verse 24 it says, and the threshing floors shall be full of grain, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. And I will compensate you for the years. So one of the definitions for restore is compensate. I will compensate you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the creeping locust, the stripping locust, and the gnawing locust, my great army, which I sent up among you. And then here is the yumminess of it in verse 26. And ye shall eat, and ye shall have plenty to eat and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and me and my people shall never be put to shame. And one of the things, as I was reading this scripture, this passage, Chet and Martha, this is your passage for your marriage. This is your passage.
Come on now.
This is your passage.
Come on.
Because this is literally, as I was reading it, it was like, this is literally what God has taken you through. And so verse 26 is all up, y'all, right?
Okay.
You will eat plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame.
So now when you connect that prophetically with the word, this is why the Bible says, that in the beginning was the word. He says, you shall live by the word. Proverbs chapter 6
says
that he will make the enemy restore unto you seven times what he stole. And we,
you know, I have an appointment, so.
As I was saying,
I will leave.
it don't start till 9:30. It's barely 10 till 9. Come on now. But listen, we have to understand this. If God allows you to go through a time of stripping and pulling and all these things, there has to be a time.
Stripping and gnawing and creeping locusts.
Listen, there will always be a time when God says, I have to restore. But here's the thing. He makes the devil restore it back to you. That's not counting what he's going to do. Before God puts his seal of approval on it, he makes the devil go back. Because now, when the children of Israel left Egypt, they left with all their gold, all their fine garments. Why? Because when they got to the mountain of Sinai, he said, tell the people to bring me an offering.
Wow. It was a setup.
It was a setup.
Divine setup.
Now remember, because the earth is the Lord's, right?
It's not like he needed it.
No.
But there was a principle. There was a strategy. There was a process that the people had to go through.
He told Abraham, I'm going to allow your people to become slaves.
Wow.
But when I bring them out, he said, when I bring them out, they will not come out empty-handed.
Yeah.
Listen, listen, stop saying woe is me and start declaring and decreeing the enemy restoring seven times what he stole.
And so if we got to look at verse 27, and it says, you shall know without a doubt that I am in the midst of Israel to protect and bless you, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none other. My people will never be put to shame.
Okay, so now, so now, where's the power in this? Because at the Feast of Pentecost, Brother Peter, after the Holy Ghost comes in, Brother Peter gets a impartation of faith, and he begins to preach. And he says, this is the word that the prophet Joel spoke. And this shall come to pass, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and young men see visions. And also upon the servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit. So now, get this. Not only the Quinteros, get what God is saying to us.
Yes.
By his prophetic word, that it's your time, everything will be restored. And he's going to restore not only what was stolen from you, but everybody in your past generations, because God has to go all the way back to Adam.
Powerful.
He says everything that those locusts and those creepings and those crawling and those gnawing things have happened, I'm going to restore. Come on, lift your hands and give him praise, and let's get ready. Okay, he says, with all your getting, get understanding. I wish above all things that you may as prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. When you sow today, we're going to sow our 5785 seed, okay? 5785, your seed of the season, okay? 5785 or 15785, 5785, 5,000. You want to give a seed for the whole year? $5,557.85. Why? Because it's your new season seed. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. That's the word. While the earth remains. See, God prophetically and in the beginning of the book says, here's how I am going to build my children back up. I'm going to get my children back, and I will restore all the generations, all the years, all the past generations that seemed like they didn't make it. Abraham saw the promise. He wasn't able to walk in the fullness of the promise. Paul was able to say, my God shall supply what all of your need. Why? Because he gave a promise in Genesis. Come on now. I wish I had somebody with me. John said, I saw the heavens, a new heaven and a new earth. Come on now. Beloved, I wish above all things. This is Brother John.
Yeah.
Come on now. This is the fulfillment of the promise. Thank God. But you can't have harvest without first sowing seed.
Point blank, period.
Woo! Come on now.
Yeah.
So get your seed ready. There are two ways to give. Why don't you tell us, Papa Tanya?
Right. Well, the first way that you can sow into the ministry, Restored Ministries International, there are multiple ways that you can do it. The first way you can do it is through PayPal. And you would use our handle at Restored MINITL. That is the handle. Or you can use your smartphone. Take your camera link or app and then just take a picture of that QR code, and it'll take you right to the PayPal.
That's right.
That will allow you to sow. You also can sow through Zelle. Zelle is a banking app. And so you would just want to use our email, restoredmenintl. Yeah. It's restoredmenintl@gmail.com. Use that email and you would be able to use that. It's a banking app that you can use. Then the third way that you can sow is through Cash App. You can use our handle $RestoredMI, $RestoredMI. Or you can go onto our website at www.restoredministriesint.org to sow your seed. Remember that the seed leaves your hand or your account, but it will never, ever leave your life. And it will return multiplied.
That's right. So now the next way is what's called in the word as the teruma. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all the first fruits of all things of every oblation, that word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, of all. So the first fruit of all things of every teruma, of all, of every sort of your teruma, shall be the priest. And you shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough. That's what Pentecost was all about. Okay, that he, the priest, may cause or speak or declare and decree the blessing to rest in your house.
So that was actually a divine process that God put into place. Mm-hmm. He's like, you do this. And then what God does, I'm telling you, that teruma has transformed our giving, has transformed our life, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And the cool thing is you can see the evidence of the teruma all the way through the Bible.
Wow.
It starts with Cain and Abel giving to God himself.
Wow.
He was the priest. He was the high priest. They brought him an offering. And because God didn't accept Cain's offering, Cain became jealous. Sin came in because now he killed and murdered because God didn't accept his worship.
He didn't accept his teruma.
He didn't accept it. Why?
Wow.
Because no real heart, no real joy went into it.
So you just said something profound all throughout the Word of God, mm-hmm. but somehow the church hasn't taught this principle.
Because this is why Jesus said, because of your tradition, you make the Word ineffective.
Yeah.
How can God, being the Word himself, being all powerful, omniscient, how can you make him unpowerful and ineffective because of what you do, because of your religious conceptual misunderstanding?
Wow.
The tithe didn't come first. The teruma did.
You better, because that's given to the priest first.
First.
But because there's such a
stigma.
And because there has been abuse and continues to be abuse,
mm-hmm.
right? People don't trust men and women of God. They don't trust. All you want is my money.
That's right.
And they don't, and so they're then missing out on the principle that this is a way that God, you will talk about God's financial wealth system is through giving.
That's right. And, okay, here's the New Testament. For God. Now, it always starts with God.
Yes.
For God so loved what? The world.
Wow.
His creation. His offspring. That he what?
He gave.
His what?
That was the first thing.
He gave his son. So, at creation in Genesis, he had already given us Jesus.
Come on now.
Why? Because he said, let us create.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, in the Hebrew, it says, when God began.
Yes.
So, when God began,
yes.
him... The Word and the Holy Ghost had already said, okay, Word, you're going to die because we can foresee that this might happen if Adam mess up.
Wow.
This is why Jesus is called the second Adam. It was already set. See, we think.
Okay, God, you got to stop because you finna go in a whole nother sermon. Oh, this is powerful.
When you give unto the hand of the priest first.
Yeah.
It causes God to put you first.
Wow.
Listen.
Oh my God. So us sowing our teruma. So me being able to go back to school. Then God, all of that stuff.
God, listen. So keeping stores. Wait. The husband must be first partaker. When you went back to school, because at 18, you were going to do it and you didn't. But he said, I will restore. Your teruma will cause God to redeem time.
Wow.
Listen, some of you might have given already, but you better give again. Listen, your teruma into the hand of the priest causes God to go back and remember the covenant that he told Abraham.
And covenant means what?
It's a contract that can only be dissolved through death. And because Jesus already died, we have what is called a living will.
So it's like a promise.
It's more than a promise.
It's deeper than a promise.
Right, because God swore by himself.
Yeah.
He said, Abraham, because God, Abraham had a conversation with God and said, look, I thank you for the money. I thank you for the servants. I thank you for the sheep and the herds and all this land. But you gave me no seed.
Wow.
And God, and because God's kingdom is built on Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains seed time and harvest, he had to go back and remember Genesis 1. Let us create man in our image. And after, it was all about the seed.
Okay. Dude, you got to stop.
Listen. Now listen.
Hallelujah.
The platforms are getting ready to change.
Yeah.
And some of the things that the Lord has given us, I won't be able to teach you on this public platform. Mm-hmm. God wants to change. Be ye transformed. We're going to begin. Listen, my wife's already made the little, what's it called, Patreon? Mm-hmm. Because why? Because God wants to elevate your awareness. He wants to take us to a whole another level of understanding. Yeah. Listen, the apostles, the pastors, the preachers, the teachers, when they came to Jesus, they didn't know who he was because they all looked the same.
Right.
Jesus was wealthy. How do we know? Because they gave lots. They were throwing dice over his clothes.
Amen.
Okay. So now, what's the second way of teruma?
So you can then sow your teruma to our supervising priest for this ministry, who is Pastor Michael, according to Ezekiel 44, which we just expounded on. Mm-hmm. And so the ways that you can sow your teruma into the supervising priest, mm-hmm. Pastor Michael, is the first way you can do it is through PayPal. You can use his email, his long email address, Pastor Michael D. Bryant. It's super long. @gmail.com. Again, Pastor Michael D. Bryant @gmail.com. The second way you can sow your teruma into Pastor Michael is through Zelle. And so one of the things that we failed to at the beginning, that the teruma is like 2.5% or more,
mm-hmm.
all right, of your increase.
Because at Pentecost, they gave a handful. It's called a sheaf.
Right, but there's a starting point.
That's right.
So mm-hmm. the 2.5. So, like, well, how much is a teruma? So, let's say that you get $1,000 because you got increase coming in. Mm-hmm. So, you want to pay your tithes, you want to pay your teruma. So, 2.5% of $1,000 is what? $25?
Yeah.
So, that would be your teruma. That would be the first. Yeah, that it is.
Yeah.
2.5% of $1,000.
Okay. Okay.
Right? Because what is 10% of $1,000?
100.
Right.
Okay.
So then your teruma, so you start at the 2.5%. Mm-hmm. How do I calculate my teruma? Okay. Right? And so that portion then goes to the priest, because as we had in that other slide, that was how the priest was sustained, was That's through right. the teruma that the people gave, that God commanded the people to give. That's that right. was the one of the ways that God used to sustain the priest so That's that right. they can live.
That's right.
So then how do I do my teruma? You know, so if you, whatever you get paid, or how you get increased money coming in, mm-hmm. your teruma is going to be 2.5%. It's the smallest mm-hmm. of the offering, but yet the most potent. And one of the ways that I always talk about the teruma is it's like the hinge on a door. Without the hinge, the door doesn't operate.
That's right.
It's not even a door. If there's no hinges, but yet it's the smallest part. It's mm-hmm. the most powerful part. Mm-hmm. And so you sowing your teruma, that is that hinge, that supernatural hinge. And so the second way that you can sow your teruma to Pastor Michael is through using Zelle, and you can use his email, a shorter email, michael@rtuproductions.com. And then the last way that you can sow your teruma to Pastor Michael is you could do a Cash App, and it's $ Prophet M.D. Bryant. So understand that the teruma is one of the multiples. And when we get on a more private platform, as Pastor Michael says, we can begin to break down mm-hmm. the various offerings that God commanded the people to sow.
That's right. The secrets of God. See, yeah. Now, there, God has secrets. Okay. He says, I will, you know, give you the understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So sow your seed. Start with the 57-85 because listen, you are sowing. How you begin this season is how the rest of your season is going to go. Father, I thank you.
Thank you,
I declare
Lord.
And decree that as they sow into the ministry, as they sow to Ruma, Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, we release the power of the seed of restoration. Father, you said that I will restore unto them all the years. Father, as they sow seed, no matter how much they sow, restoration begins when the seed leaves your hand. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Woo! That you so loved us that you gave. And Father, you love cheerful givers. Father, as they give with joy, multiply and multiply and multiply and multiply and multiply it again. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that before it leaves their hand, it's going to manifest in their life. And devil, we serve you notice that the blood of Jesus is against you. The words of their testimony destroy all the works and devices that you have planned in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Now listen, we want to thank you for joining in. Please don't miss the Daily Bread tomorrow, Monday through Friday, because all that's going to change too. But listen, it's your time to be restored.
Yes.
But it starts with your seed. It starts with you receiving the word. It starts with you saying, Lord, whatever my parents, my grandparents, or my great-great-grandparents, all the way back to Adam didn't get, you said you promised you would restore it to me. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
Amen. We love you.